Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, 13 lines from where the little lines stop, 13 lines above it. The fourth line of the word is Omer Rav Chiya. Now, up until now, we've had a machloket, and we had Ula saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan that on shlokos, cooked vegetables, you make a, remember the shita? Shahakol. That's Rabbi Yochanan's. So the Gemara for the next Amud or so is going to examine Rabbi Yochanan's Shita in the way of the Gemara to bring out a lot of halachas and hilchos brachos, a lot of sugyas, hilchos brachos. Okay, we remember also we had a Shita in Vav and a Shita in Shmuel that held right throughout the Malach. Now we're going to examine the what Ula brought up from Eretz Israel in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amud Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Only Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was a great Talmud. He was Medayik in his Limud. V'chuli v'chuli. He said, Shlokos is Mavarchim Aleim Brei Pri Adama. He says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it needs to be a Brei Pri Adama. Rabbi Benyamin Bar Yathes, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokos Mavarchim Aleim Shehakol. We see there's a Machloket Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Who have Dachman Bar Yitzchak. Now, the two Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to see one was much greater than the other one. The one that said that Rabbi Yochanan said Shah Brei Pri Adama was much greater. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kavo Ula Shabiste to Rabbi Benyamin Bar Yafet. He said he made a mistake in his learning to be Koveya the Halacha like Rabbi Benyamin Ben Yafet. As Rashi. Omer Rav Nachman Kavo Ula Shabiste to Rabbi Benyamin. Ula, show me Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Le'el. The Ula that we had that said like Rabbi Yochanan above that the bracha for Shlokos is Shahakol. Lama dekava shibusho ke Rabbi Ben Yamin. He learned and he fixed shibusho, I guess, is like a mistaken gearser in the learning like Rabbi Ben Yamin. Ad shenik shenit kabalibo until he fixed it into his heart. V'yakshav omar v'beis medrash v'in Rabbi Yochanan himself. And it was actually a mistake. Tar bar Rabbi Yizera. Rabbi Yizera was wondering about this machloket between Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Benyamin bar Yathes. V'chima inyan Rabbi bar Yathes, Rabbi Benyamin bar Yathes. What matter is the Talmud Rabbi Benyamin it's Rabbi Chiya bar Abba next to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was daik v'gamir shemaita to Rabbi Yochanan. He was very medaik exacting in the limud when he heard something from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi. Rabbi Benyamin bar Yafet lo dayek. He was not medayek. Va'od Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kol taltim yomi mahad the Talmud ekamed the Rabbi Yochanan. Every 30 days he would go over review his learning before Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Benyamin bar Yafet lo mahadam. What does it mean every 30 days? Tosfot doesn't mean dafka all his limudim he learned 30 days before him, but 30 days after he heard his shiur from Rabbi Yochanan on the 31st day. He would go over and do chazor on what he heard 30 days ago to make sure he understood everything. So we see that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was a much greater Talmud and much more exacting. Va'od, and even more, bar midin or bar midin, besides these two reasons why we should listen to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that Rabbi Yochanan really said that Rabbi Yochanan hell holds right through Adama. Da'u tormisa. Tormisa is a special type of bean that had to be cooked many, many times, seven times until it was edible. Comes up in Shas. The shalki le'shevet zimnin. It was cooked seven times b'kidera, ba'achli le'bikinuach suda. After you cooked it seven times, it lost its bitterness and it became sweet. And you were able to eat it at the dessert of the suda. After b'shalal of Rabbi Yochanan, they went and they asked Rabbi Yochanan, v'yamalo mevarachim al ilvay break for adamah. He says you make a Brei Pri Adama on it. Va'od, and another raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Brei Pri Adama and not Shehakol, Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, and he reited Rabbi Yochanan, Shehakol Zayit Meliach, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eating a salted Zayit. Now when you do the salting process, there's a cloud called Meliach Kivoteach, that it becomes cooked, it's called cooked. Uvorach Elav, Techila V'Sof. And he made a broke on it before and afterwards. So what's derived from that? Via Mark Bishlama Shlokos Bimaltayu Kaime. if you want to say, what brachos did he make on it before him? If you want to say, I can understand if you say shlachos, cooked vegetables, b'mil sayu kaime, it stays in its status, and therefore it remains a brei priya adamai after it's cooked. But tequila mevarech alav brei priya eitz, over here it's a zayit, so it, the salted zayis will be a brei priya eitz. Well, the salt mevarech alav brei achad main shlosh. And the salt bracha would be on al ha peyot. It will be a bracha main shalosh. Ella, and if you want to tell me that it was goes down to shekel, and the much lachos lav b'mil sayu kaimi, it doesn't stay in its status. Bishlam et tekilu mivarech alav shehakol yevidvo. Okay, I have no problem with the first bracha. You make a shekel. Ella sof my mivarech. What should you make as an after bracha? And the Gemara answers, Dilma b'rei nafashos v'vot v'chetzen ha'chamash v'ra. On this riot, no, there is a teretz on it. You make a shekel. And there's havaminas on why you would think not to make a b'rei nafashos. Okay, so we have over here now a shita in Rabbi Yochanan, a very strong shita in Rabbi Yochanan, that he did not hold shekel, but rather on shlokos he hold a b'rei p'radama. Rashi, Tabe Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was wondering about this machlokis, Zu, she has cars with base medrash. It's funny about this machlokis that we said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi ma inyan lahaski dibri Rabbi Binyamin, etzel dibri Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. What matter do you have to mention Rabbi Binyamin when you're talking with that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? The machlokis base medrash. Hari enu kedai lecholakolav. It's not kedai to mention that Rabbi Binyamin is cholak on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, because Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was a much greater Talmud, much greater exacting in the words of Rabbi Yochanan. So we had two reasons why it should be like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Bar Midena, Bar Midena, besides these two reasons, Levar, Mishtei Rayot Hala, besides these two Rayot, Shiamati, She'en Rabbi Binyamin, Klum Eitzel Rabbi Chiya, that Rabbi Binyamin is nothing compared to Rabbi Chiya. Yeshlanu Od Raya, Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, Miyamav Shalakos Shakol. Then we have another Raya that Rabbi Yochanan never said in his days, you have to make a Shakol. Yes, they asked on the case of this bean that you cook many times. You make a brei pri adama on this cooked bean. Alma, afal gav the shakle kai bimilte. Even though that it was cooked, the vegetable, the bean over here, it remained in its status, and that's the bracha you make on it. And another raya was that we see that Rabbi Yochanan ate a zayis maliach, shakle zayis maliach, shayim maluach ze kamiyomim. He pickled it, right? He salted it for numerous days. It's called kivush, maliach. Sorry, kivush don't know. Kailaman, maliach kivoseach. And we learn the halacha that when you salt something, it has a din of cooking. Okay.
What's the difference between kivush and maliach?
Kivush is when you soak something in water. For, or you could do something a little spice. It's machloket mishonim. And whether kivush, if you are kovish something, it's something sharp. But maliach is actually salting the things. Okay, so we're not done with Rabbi Yochanan. We'll have more on Lamed Tes. What exactly is the Brokan Shlokos? Meisiv Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. He's going to ask a Shaila saying that Shlokos do not stay in their status and therefore it should go down to a Shehakol. Meisiv Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, when it comes to Moro on Pesach, what can we eat more? We have some kind of lettuce or some kind of bitter herbs. Yuvakos, the vegetables, Sha'adam Yotzi Behem Yedei Kavosu for Pesach, the vegetables that you could be Yotzi Yedei Kavosu for Moro on Pesach, Yotzi Behem Ube Kelach, I think it's Kelach, the stem of it, the stalks of it. Yotzi with them and the stalks of them. Avalo Kivushim, you're not allowed to use the soaked for over 24 hours, or according to different shitas in Kivushim, you're not allowed to use those types of vegetables. Velo shalukim, you're not allowed to use cooked vegetables. Velo mivushalim, and not also cooked vegetables. The difference between shalukim and mivushalim, shalukim is cooked much longer. It becomes much more mushyish. So what do you see from there? V'isai k'daitach milzai hukai. If you want to say it remains in its status after you cook it, shalukim amaylo. Why should it not be good to use your mora that were cooked, your cooked vegetables for Pesach? Rather, what? It must be that it does not stay in its status. It goes down, and you should make a shekel on it, and not a brei pri adamah. No. Lo, shani hatam. Mor is something different. There's another din with mor. The be'inyan tam mor v'leika. When you eat mor in Pesach, it has to have that bitterness with it. And when you do shlokos on it and you cook it, it loses that bitterness. Rashi v'lo kivushim. Not kivushim, but yirakos shalom mor. He shenoy b'perek kol shah. We learn the yirakos of mor in perek kol shah and pesachim. You're not going to be yotzi shlukim cooked vegetables if you cooked it mishum mor. We see that it's not in its status and it could go down in bracha. Shulak becomes more cooked nimuach in it. Okay, to be inyan tam mor v'leika avala inyan bracha shame for your love. But when it comes to bracha, it remains. It has its shame. Pray on it. Okay. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiya, le Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yochanan, hechi mivarek al zayis maliach. He took a zayis maliach, he made a bracha on it before, and he made a bracha on it afterwards. Kevan deshakile legarine, since he took out the pit from it, batzalei shir. It's not a size kizayis anymore. Right? You take a kizayis, if he first took out the pit, it lost its shir kizayis. And what bracha do you make on it? Just real quickly on this concept of losing the shir kizayis, Rashi mentions vatzalei shir, it lessens its shir. V'gavi birka, because peretz ha'aretz, on the peretz ha'aretz, achila kizayis, it says v'yachalta, right in the pasuk, it's going on the shiva meaning, v'achila kizayis. And we learn that in other places, achila cheshuva, that's going to be torn in bracha, is the size of kizayis. And Tosfos mentions also, this is only on the after bracha we're talking over here. It's a very, very important toast with this toast. Well, it's definitely going to spend a good amount of time on it. But the bracha before it, you don't need a shear. Why? We learned on the first amud of Ketzim Mivarchim, because you're not allowed to have hanavah, olam hazeh, without a bracha. So first, the bracha we've shown you don't need a shear. Everything over here is talking about the bracha achvona. On this, Tosfot goes into a major sugya that's not found in the Bavli. It's called beria. What happens if you have something that's complete as itself? You take a grape, a small grape, and you want to make a bracha on it. Do you make a bracha achrona on it? So they bring down a Yushami that a beria, because the chashivus, that it's one full unit, you make a bracha achrona on it. Okay? So there are those that saying, wait a second, we have the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan over here, and we're going to see it's going to give an answer. It doesn't give the answer that Rabbi Yochanan, the zayit that he ate was a beria. Mashma, that the Bavli is cholik on the Yushalmi. And therefore, machlok at Bavli Yushalmi, we always go like the Bavli, and we don't paskin like the beria. Other Rishonim come and say, no, we could be miyashev the Bavli with the Yushalmi, and that the Bavli really does hold the concept of beria, so it comes out basically a beria. The Bavli will go into it as a sfeikit to dinner. If you have a small grape and you only eat one of them, you got yourself into a suffix bracha achrona on it. Because we have a mefores Yushalmi, we have a machloket if the Bavli holds it. So what should one do when they eat one small grape? Don't eat one small grape. Make sure you eat, right?
Take another one.
Take another one. You have to either eat a shear of a beria, don't get caught in a suffix bracha, or the eitz is given as you smush it a little bit. Zosa Baruch says, you break it in half or something. Don't have a barrier. Person should be aware of it. The last line in Tosfot, he brings in another important aspect of brachas. If you make the last two lines, it says, if you made a bracha levatala, what do you do? So here's the yisod. V'chein nachal mamal kol bracha levatala, brok shem kavod, makotoli lomvahed. You should say brok shem kavod over there. And there's a chakira in the and the achronim is this formula coming to uproot the bracha levatala, or is it tshuva v'kapara, and there's lots of nafkaminis on it. Believe it. Okay, so Rav Yochanan had this zayis maliach. We're at the top of Lamed Tes, the first line. And he made a bracha achrona on it. How can he make a bracha achrona for it? He took out the pit, and now that he took out the pit, it doesn't have a shear anymore of a zayis. Amalei, he answered back to him, Mitzvart, Kizayis, Gadol Be'in. When we learned the shear of a bracha achrona, did you really hold that you need a big Kizayis? Kizayis Be'inani Be'inam. You need a small Kizayis, a medium-sized Kizayis to make a bracha achrona on it. V'ahud yatsu kamid Rabbi Yochanan, and the zayis that they brought before Rabbi Yochanan was a zayis gadol haver. It was a large one. V'afagav the shaklua ligrad. Even though they took out the seed, it still had a shear of a kezias. Hopefully the Rav will go into what is a shear kezias, because we say that they changed from the time of Chazal. What is exactly a shear? Beinoni, the Tanan. We have a Mishnah, Zayis She'amu, the Zayis that we said in the shear of a food. Lo katan, lo gadol, it's not a small size, it's not a large stylus. Ela Beinoni, it's a medium one. Vizel Eguri, this is called an Eguri. V'yomer Rebbe Yavua, lo Eguri Shemo, it's not called an Eguri. Ela Avuti, it's an Avuti olive Shemo. V'yamila, Samhusi, it's a Samhusi. I guess if you're an olive connoisseur, you know the difference between the very exacting on the names of an olive, this type of olive. V'nama, so why do we call Lama Nikra Shemo Eguri? Sheshemeno Agor B'tocho, the Shemen is gathered in its midst. Rashi, Kizayis She'amu L'inyin Shir Kol Achila, we said it's a Beinoni. Aga B'tocha Mizuman L'seis Mimeno She'enu Nivla B'pri Kimashki Tepuchim V'tutim. It is gathered and ready in its skin, in the fruit. It's not absorbed in the fruit like we find with the fruit of apples, the juice of apples and strawberries. Ela Agor Kimashkin Avim, rather it's gathered just like grapes. Okay, now we're going to go through different types of brachas on different types of fruits, things like that. Oh, before that, sorry, there's one more sugya on shlokos before we get to that. Neima kitanai. Maybe this machloket that we have, we're still on what is shlokos. Did shlokos, when you cook it, did it change its status and therefore makes a shah kol? Is it that it remains in its status of brei pri adama? Or we had the shita that Rav Chisda said that he made an okimta in it. If it's normally in raw and now you cook it, it becomes a prebi adaman, it starts off as shakol. If it's normally eaten cooked and then you ate it raw, or the other way, if it's normally eaten raw, it all depends on that change of status. But just on shlokos itself, neimek tanai, let's say maybe it's a machloket tanoyim. Dahanu tri tamidi dahavi yatve kameya derev the bar kappa. He has two tamidim that were sitting before bar kappa. Haviu lefnafanav. They brought before him a kavuv, a darmiskin. We'll see what a darmiskin is. We'll say, but for now, it's a cooked vegetable. A pargiot. That is some kind of chicken dish. Not that bar kappa rishus lechad mehem levar. He gave pre-rishus to one of them to make a brach on it. Kofet uvarach ala pargiot. He immediately jumped up and made a bracha on the chicken. Liglegalav chaveiv, and his friend laughed at him. Again, there's a hierarchy in brachas going on over here. Let's see in a minute.
Bin Yotzi.
Bin Yotzi, everyone. On the bracha rishona, they mentioned that. Dafka the bracha rishona, and not the bracha achrona. This is bin Yotzi. Liglegalav chaveiv. His friend laughed at him. You're making on the chicken before these cooked vegetables? Kas bar kappa. Bar kappa got very angry. Who did he get angry at? Omer lo ala mevorach anikois. I'm not upset at the mevorach. Ela ala milaglik. I'm upset at the bachar, the talmud that laughed at him. Anikois. I chavercha domer kemish lo tom tam bostu mi olav. Ata ama biglaglik olav. If your friend is like someone who's never eaten basa before and he sees the cooked chicken and he jumped up and grabbed it, what are you laughing at? It's obviously chaviv to him and he wanted to make a brach on it. Chazer, after he yelled at the one who was malagleg, he was chazer, v'yomer, lo ala malagleg anichois. I'm not upset at the one who laughed. El ala mevorech. I'm upset at the one who made the brach on anichois. V'yomer, im chachma inkan. If you don't think that there's a chacham over here, Zikna, Enkan, there's not a Zakin, I'm a Zakin. You should have asked me what bracha you should have made over here. Tana, and we learned on this, Shneim lo hotziu shenotan. They did not live out the year. The first one is he's passing a shayla before his Rav, he was milagle, and the second one is he didn't show cover to Rav. They did not list out the year. A stark, maybe Talmud relation. Okay, my lav tahai mifliki. So what was the two Talmidim arguing about? Is it not? On this they were arguing about. The Mivorek, the one who grabbed the chicken and made a brocha shakol, Sava, Shalakos, Opagios, Shakol, Nibiatvo. It's the same brocha. Because Shalakos goes down to shakol, and since it's all the same brocha, based in the hierarchy of brochas, you make a break for Adama before shakol. He thought that Shalakos is a shakol. It's all shakol. Hilchach, Kavi Vatif. When you have all the same fruits in front of you, Tosfot is Masbir. You have all the same break prayer eights or break prayer Adamas, the same brocha in front of you, make what's chaviv on you. Of course, if there's an Adama before a Shehakol, you make an Adama first. And Tosfot goes through it, and it's a large sugya in Hilchos Brochos on the hierarchy of brochos, and the Rav will for sure cover that. Umiladleg, the one who was laughing, Savash Shlokos break prayer Adama. That's a break for Adamam, the Shlokos. Opargios, Shakol Nibidro. And that's a Shakol, the chicken. Hilchak, Pira Adif. The Pira is Adif. No, that's not the Makloket. The Kuliyama, Shlokos, Opargios is a Shakol Nibidro. According to over here, we're saying now that Shlokos is a Shakol. Vahaka Bahai, Svora Kaimilfaki. On this Svora they're arguing on. Masavar, when you have all the same brokers in front of you, chaviv adiv. You should always make what's chaviv on you first. Umasara koruv adiv. The cabbage is more adiv design because it's more nourishing, it's more filling in the meal, and that takes precedence in the hierarchy of brokers. Okay. Rashi. We mentioned that there was three things in front of him: a karuv, a domaskin, and a pargiot. What is the domaskin? Afhen shlokos. Rashi says they are cooked vegetables. Miasev. It's from some kind of vegetable. Shekorin aktalashit. I don't know what that was. Anyone have an article on aktalashit is? Some kind of cooked vegetable. Belaz. Tak ve'iti beperish b'baba kamish tov abenu Yitzchak b'Rebbe Yehuda. So I saw over there. Aval kan, over here, he was peirush prunes. It's prunes. Cooked fruit, cooked plums, or dried out plums. V'chein shemati ani kan, that's what I also heard over here, v'bamakama, prunes, v'yashar la'midokach. You cannot say that over here we're talking about prunes. Why? Din kain, hari brachot b'rei p'ra eitz. It should be a b'rei p'ra eitz, and not a b'rei p'ra adama, or a shakol. V'hei kadim v'barak ala pargiot. Should be done with prunes. They're not even cooked fruit. And prunes, I think, are dried out food over here. For sure it has a break for eight. And the whole sugi should be different over here. Because how could he be barak on the pargiot? Shibirakta and shakol, the ainu could be very kashuvim. It's not kashuv like the break for eight. So this bachar that made the on the pargiot first, and the other one laughed at him. Barkapa gave him busa. Maybe someone is low, Tom the Tom Basar. Vinase ha basa kavilov, and therefore it's very kavi on us. Pargiot is basa of shikorin. Padre, certain type of basa of. He said, Zikne ain kan. If there's no kaka, you should have asked me. What, there's no zakin over here? Hello, zakin aneim. Aren't I not a zakin? Vahayelo lishalani. You should have asked me, ad eiz in the hem yivarek lapata ed ashar. You should have asked me, which one should you make a bracha in order to pata the other ones? Haminin. Vidvarim halo enu bayim lalafet. These things, these three things that we brought out, were not brought out to eat with the bread. Had a bread, this we'll see later on, they won't make a brook on it then. Ela shalom machmas asudahin. They were not brought out in the midst of the suda. Poin v'armin and lakaman, detoin brook alifneim, ve'ein apat pochvim. Since it's not brought out for the main suda, it's not a lefet, you make a brook on each one. So the Marek Sarvan Shalakos, the one who made the brook, is in the havamina between the machlokid, held that the shalakot of koru v'damaskin, shako, is brookatan. Their brook is shako, like all. Shlokos, kipagiot, like the chicken, dial dava she'en gidulim in a karker, just like the chicken is something that's not gidulim in a karker, we're going to see in the Mishnah, kagon basar, beitzim, v'dagim, all things that are not gidulim in a karker, that don't grow, they're not vegetation, tanav amatidim, we're going to see a Mishnah about a dal shahakol, you make a shahakol on them, v'kevan, v'brechlateim, shaviot, chavivadim, since he held that all of the brachas were the same shahakol, therefore, the chaviv is aviv, and you should make a bracha on the chaviv. Malaglik savish shalakos bray priyadama. Shehi bracha chashuva liyatzma. It's a more important. It's more important than a shah called the divine chashuvim. Therefore, you should have said it first. Kovuv adiv design. The time will come. We're going to have a price later on. Kovuv lamazon. You eat cabbage for your main meal. Vitardin is lower four. Okay, now we're going to get into a bunch more brachas.
Did that deserve to die for them? I mean, does anyone understand
it? Different relationship between the Rebbe Talmud. They didn't last out. Yeah, I mean, he didn't kill them. Hashem killed them. So Hashem felt that this was an apt punishment for these Talmidim. Yes.
Isn't there an opinion that if you want to eat something first, if that's what you want to eat, you always can eat it first?
Yeah, that will be a machlok. We'll have it in the Gemara, I think, on Mem Dalet. This Gemara holds that. No, this Gemara says if they're all the same. Right. If it's all shakol, you make a chavi. But if it's not, you don't make it.
Two options of the machlok. Either
Tosfot over here in Chaviv Adiv says Meforish that if you have a Brei Pri Adamah, you have a Shah called that's Adiv, you make the Bracha Brei Pri Adamah first. Right. We don't hold the Chaviv according to Tosfot in the Machloket, and it's very Misupah, the whole hierarchy of Brachas on when does Chaviv come in. And Baruch Hashem, we'll have left to go through these Inyanim. Okay, different fruits. What are the Brachas on them? Fruits and vegetables. Omer Rebbe Zeira. When we were in the base medrash of Rav Huna, Omelan, he told us, Hani Garglide, the lifta, the tops, Rashi Voshi lifta, the tops of turnips. If you're Paninohu Prima Rabba, if you, what's the word, when you chop it, or you snip it in big snips, Prima Zuta, if you cut it in small pieces, shakol ni bidro. You make a shakol min dibro. Kiatan lebei Rav Yehuda, but when we learned in the base medrash of Rav Yehuda, omelan idi ve'idi brei pri adama. Turnips, no matter how big the pieces are, stays a brei pri adama. V'hai de primin utafei, when you cut it up a lot, snipped it a lot, ki heche denam tik taima. It's in order to sweeten it when you have small little pieces in it. Rashi, Gargly day the lifter, Roshi liftot, the tops of the turnips. Parminahu is minutia, the laz. Lushan knivat yerek, snipping the yerek. Prima zuta, karuta, Ravuna held, if you cut it up in small pieces, it's not good for it. Hey, ubishiach lo kaikai. We're all talking about raw turnips over here. Okay, new type of bracha. That's the bracha of turnips. Omer Rav Ashi, kakavinan bei Rav Kahana, when we're in the base medrash of Rav Kahana. Omelan tafshila de silka. If you have a cooked dish of beets, the lo mafshu ba kimcha, that you did not put a lot of kemach in, brei pri adama, it's a beet dish. The lifta, but if you have a turnip dish, where the mafshu ba kimcha, where you put a lot of kemach in, tefei, brei pri amizonos, brei minei amizonos, you make a brei minei amizonos on it. The hadar, and he retracted on the statement, Ome idi idi brei pri adama. Oh, there's a problem. Something of the five types of grain, you put the flour in the turnip dish and it's a brei pri adama. Why? A new aspect of mizonos. Vaha deshadi b'kimcha. Why did you put the kimcha in the turnip dish? To fail a lot of it? L'devuki bi'alma. Not for the taste of the mizonos and not for the dish of mizonos, rather in order so that the food would cling together. And when you use mizonos, not for soid and not for tam, it has a din of bottle. Like when you make your meatballs and you put in a whole bunch of kemach on it, it's l'devuki, or to make more meatballs of it. It's not for the etzem. Mizonos, a new aspect of mizonos, even though it's from the five types of grain, it stays a shekel. Populated. They made it for that reason. Omer Rav Chisda, another Hilchos Bracha, Berakos Hanah. Tavshil Shel Tardin. Now the Rav mentioned in the beginning of the parak that there's a machloka where tardin is. Is it, we call it spinach, but it's mashmalenu, it's a beet dish. This Tavshil Shel Tardin, It's yafa lelev, makes an afkamin, what it is. It's good for the heart, for tov la'anayim, and it's good for the eyes. For kol shekhen l'benimayim, and how much more so for your intestines, is this tafshil shel tardim. Ome abaya, v'hod yati v'beit tfei, and it's when it sits on the stove for a long time, the avid tuk, until the bubbles come up and it's a thick conjunction, and tafshil, and it makes the sound of tuk. Lashi, abei tfei, that's amakom shepita takidere, that's on top of the stove. Fiavi tuk, kolomer, shesholuk, you're cooking it for a long time, the nimchan, it becomes a thick thing, me'od, the kol v'tichaso, and the boiling, the bubbling up, nishmat kikol tuk, makes like that type of numbers. It's a thick mixture over here. Omer Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, pshitali, it's poshut to me, dava poshut, and it's not poshut, we'll see in a minute. Maya de silka, soup, beet soup, the water from the silka, when you cooked vegetable of beet in the water, kisilka, it has a din like beets, meaning you make a vegetable soup, you make a bread pradam on it. Umeid de lifta, and turnip soup, kilifta. Umeid de kula hu shalki, kikula hu shalki. And the dish, the water, the soup of any vegetable is going to be like any vegetable, like the vegetable itself. This is the sugya of soups. I went through Zosa Baruch, I'm going to leave it all for the Rav, but you should be aware that it's a very, very complicated soup. You have a vegetable soup that has the tambasar and maybe a little few barleys and maybe some soup nuts in it. What bracha do you make? It's a very big problem. Soup by itself, vegetable soup by itself, is a break for adama, which is another problem. Because we saw on Lamed Ches, and Tosfos brings down this problem, what do we make on fruit juice? When you squeeze the fruit, we make a shakol. And now, but when you cook the vegetables, even if you remove the vegetables, what do you make? An adama. What's the chiluk over here? Tosfos ma'orah the question, and he says, yish l'chalik. There is what to be machalik on it. I looked through the shittas. There's a lot of chilukim in it. We are machalik. But the sugya of soup is it's very complicated. And what happened after I learned the sugya yesterday? I came home. I had a chicken soup with lots of vegetables and barley in it. It's best to wash. it's a complicated sugya when you have this whole soup mixed with all these different things. I'll just say the Rabbeinu Yonah, the difference between fruit and juice, fruit juice and soup, he says when you have a fruit juice, you're doing it because you want to drink it. And Tosfot already brought down the Yesod, that anything that you're drinking automatically has a drink of charcoal. Soup is made for achila, and since it's made for achila, you make a brei pri adama. And if you're someone who puts it in a cup and drinks it, you're batel daiti l'kuliyama. You don't, a singular person doesn't change the status of a bracha the normal way to eat it is soup. All the Rishonim talk about this issue, and it's a very complicated, very misupach on soup, and the Rav will spend for sure time on it. Let's just go through one more piece of Yerushalashi. Meyed de silka, tavshil shel tardin. Again, he's calling silka tardin. That what we call spinach, the Shas is calling beets. Kisilka, the Indian bracha. The water, the soup from these vegetables have the din of the vegetable, the Indian bracha. Boyer with Papa. Maya de Shvisa. Shvisa, they bring down as dill. Okay? This is now taking, you spice up your soup with herbs. Now, an herb is a break for adama. Is this going to make your soup a brei pri adama, right? You have you're making herb soup. What's the brook on it? Does it? Is it in the herb like vegetables, and it becomes a brei pri adama? Well, no, it's a charcoal. You only put it in for whatever. My, what's the din of that soup? The metuki taima avde. Is it because you want to sweeten the taste of the soup? You want to bring it flavor in the soup, and therefore it should be a brei pri adama. Orli avoy zohuma avdilei. A lot of reasons why they put spices in. They didn't have refrigeration and to preserve food, so you heavily spice it. And the reason for spices was to take away the bad taste a little bit. It takes away the zohuma avdilei. Vashi, shvisa is yerek shenotnim me'at pekidera lematik biyama. it's a herb that you put a little bit of it in the kedera in order to sweeten it. It's not for eating purposes. And it's anit belaz. Limituki tami avid is the reason why you put it in is to sweeten it. If it's the whole purpose is to give it tam, then it has it in like a carrot, just like a carrot puts the tam into the soup. And therefore you make a brei pri adama. So what do we do with herbs in soup? Tashma will bring a raya to show that herbs give tam. It's for the tam purposes. Hashevis, that's dill. Mishtana tam bikedera. We know it changes the taste in the kedera. Ein ba mishum truma, and when you take it out after you do it, it doesn't have any more truma on it. That if you use it, you're not going to have that you use truma. Te'enu mitami tumas oklim, and after you put it in the pot, you put your herbs in the pot, you cooked it, you take it out, it's nothing anymore. There's no truma on it, there's no din truma on it, there's no din tumas oklim anymore. It becomes eitz be'alma. What do you see? You see that the herb going in gave tam to the ketera. Shmamina lemetuki taima avdilei shmamina. We see that herbs give taste to the dish, and therefore you make a dill soup, you make a break for adam on it. Shmamina. That's how the Gemara answers. Vashi, shevet ein ba. There's no shevet ein ba bebad shalah. After you remove the stalk from the soup, after you put it in the kedera, you take it out. It's nothing anymore. It has no iser truma. It has no iser tumas oklim. After you used it once, it's finished. It's ke'etz ba'alma, migitani, mishtana, tam. And from the fact that he says it changed the tam in the soup, shmamina, letaime, avida. Therefore, you'd make a brei pri adam on it.